So, have you ever thought about doing a juice cleanse for weight loss and wondered if they actually work? If you've been thinking about it, you are in luck today because I'm going to be talking about the pros and cons of juicing from a weight loss perspective, as well as my own weight loss juice cleanse experience. I'm going to share with you my thoughts and whether or not I recommend them. So, let's get into it. Do you want to lose weight, but you're so tired of starting over? Are you frustrated with yourself because you can't stay committed to your fitness goals? Do you wish you could stop the habits that you know are keeping you from reaching your goals? I'm LaDawn Hickman, a certified holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I'm so glad you found me because I know what it's like to want to achieve your weight loss goals, but you can't seem to get there. Many of us think that if we only have more willpower, or found the right diet that we can lose weight. I'm here to tell you that willpower isn't the answer to weight loss. The truth is that we have to shift our mindset about our relationship with ourselves and food. We then have to rework and rethink our habits to get our body in balance. I firmly believe the saying that we first make our habits and then our habits make us. When we focus on making changes in those areas, then our minds and bodies are working together and weight loss is simple. Now hold up, I didn't say it was easy, but it doesn't have to be complicated. So join me as we do a 180 and build some healthy habits together. Happy Monday and welcome back to the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I am LaDawn Hickman, your holistic nutrition weight loss and accountability coach, and I am so glad that you have joined me today. Now, I know you've probably seen the ads for a 5-day weight loss juice cleanse or 14-day detox weight loss cleanse or a 3-day juice cleanse. And some of those juice cleanses claim to detox and to help you lose weight. But the question is, do these cleanses actually work? Well, before I dive into if they work or not, let's talk about what juicing is. Let's talk about the pros and the cons, and I'm going to share my own experience with a weight loss juice cleanse and my recommendation. So does that sound like a plan? If it does, let's jump right into it. So many people use a juicing machine to juice, and the juicing machine, it separates the juice from the pulp of the fruits and the vegetables that you juice. Now, there are some people who are old school, like myself, who use a blender to blend up the fruits and the vegetables and then strain the juice again to get rid of the pulp that's left behind after you blend it up. So you can use a strainer to strain it or you can use a blender. And there are hundreds of juices that you can blend up based on your taste preference and the purpose of the juice. You can juice as many fruits and vegetables that you can think of, like spinach and kale and Swiss chard and arugula, carrots and beets. You can juice pineapples and apples, watermelon. You can throw in some turmeric and ginger. And I mean, I can go on and on and on. So with that being said, let's talk about some of the pros or some of the benefits of juicing, because there are definitely some benefits. Juicing, it can enhance the nutrient absorption because it quickly and easily absorbs in the bloodstream. And you're going to hear me say that probably a half a dozen times on the rest of this podcast. So we're going to talk about more about that in a bit, but just remember that piece. And a second benefit is that over time, juicing, dependent upon what you juice, it can help to improve your gut health. Now, here's a tricky one. Juicing can lead to weight loss over time, but there are some caveats to that, which I'm going to talk about in a few, so stick with me. Now, a fourth benefit, and one that I like if you're juicing yourself, is that it can reduce the amount of unhealthy additives and preservatives that we typically eat on a day-to-day basis, especially in the form of highly processed food. And lastly, and this one is generally speaking, juicing promotes healthy habits, especially if you're the one in the kitchen making juices. Taking the time to choose the whole fruits and vegetables, as well as taking the time to prep, to make, and store the juicing, those actually create great healthy habits, as opposed to eating fast foods or highly processed snacks. Now, there are a couple of cons to juicing. The first one is that it can be expensive. And trust me, I know because I did some of the research. I was actually looking for a juicing machine myself, but I opted to go the old school way because some of those machines out there, they can be upwards of $500. Now, I'm sure that you can probably find some that are less expensive, but I was wanting to make sure that I invested in something that was going to hold up the test of time. And I actually just opted to use my blender. So I went the even cheaper route. In addition to that, if you're buying like cold pressed juices, say for instance for a 14 day cleanse, and you take about three or four juices a day, it can be the price of a week's worth of groceries, at least for a single person. So it can be a bit pricey depending upon if you juice yourself or if you buy the cold pressed pre-made juices. Another con is that it can be time consuming. If you're buying again and prepping and making the juices yourself, it can be time consuming. However, I find that similar to food prepping, so that one can be up for debate. Now, a third con is that if the juices are not balanced with other foods, juicing can lead to nutrient deficiencies. Now, this again can be the case if you're eating solid foods, but it can be magnified when you're solely juicing, especially if you're using it for weight loss and you're using taste as your guide and you're not ensuring that you're meeting all your dietary needs. It can definitely lead to nutrient deficiencies. Now, the next one is the caveat to the benefit that I talked about earlier, which is that it can lead to weight loss over time. And the caveat is that juicing typically is not a sustainable way to lose weight because most people are unable to successfully complete a 7, 14, or 21 day juice fast, let alone juicing for the long haul. And the fourth con, and this one is a big one in my book, is that many of the juice recipes contain a lot of sugar. Now, albeit natural sugar, it's sugar nonetheless. And if you listen to my Back to the Basic macro series, then you know that protein, fat, carbs, and fibers, they all digest differently in the body. And remember, when you juice, most of the machines are stripping the nutrients away by extracting the juice, which leaves insoluble fiber skin and pulp behind. With just the soluble fiber, your body quickly and easily absorbs the nutrients, which can negatively impact blood sugar levels, especially if the juice contains high amounts of naturally occurring sugars. And remember, for optimal weight loss and maintenance results, it's important to have a balance of all the macronutrients, proteins, carbs, fiber, and fats at every meal. Now, you're probably like, she's talking about that again. Yes, it can come up in just about every conversation we have when it comes to weight loss and maintenance because it's basic and it's a foundation. It's foundational to our health. And the last con is that high amounts of juices can cause gastrointestinal discomfort. And again, when you're juicing, you remove the insoluble fiber, which makes it easy for the body to digest. While it's easier to digest, it also means that juices move through your digestive system faster, which can lead to either diarrhea or constipation or just a high amount of gas. So earlier I said I would share my weight loss juice fast experience because yes, your girl has tried it. And you're probably wondering if I lost weight. Listen, after 2.5 days of drinking juices, I wanted to choose something. I'm just going to be honest with you. I was like, really? You want me to drink how many of these things for how many more days? That would be a no. Seriously, I needed to actually chew foods. And secondly, and this is really the main reason that it didn't work for me, was that the majority of the juices that I enjoyed drinking were, you can probably guess, they were high in naturally occurring sugars. They were the sweeter tasting juices. And for the record, I was buying cold pressed juices, which if you go that route is probably the better route to go. And you're probably even thinking, why were you doing that to begin with? And that's a good question. We were moving. It was convenient. I had a lot going on. And honestly, in the end, it was a bad idea. But, you know, I gave it a whirl. So going back to the type of juices I was selecting, I wasn't a fan of any of the juices that didn't have apple, pineapple, or anything sweet. So the majority of the juices I was drinking had high amounts of natural sugar, and that was a fail for me. And here's a pop quiz for you. Why do you think that was a fail? And here's a hint. It's one of the cons that I talked about earlier, and I've actually talked about it on previous episodes. I'm probably like a dog with a bone. Yes, you guessed it. Without the fiber, your body absorbs the sugar more easily, which can negatively impact your blood sugar, which in my case, it caused me to crave sugar even more. And it was a vicious cycle. And not to mention the juices that I was buying, they were expensive. A side note, my husband was like, how much was it for just four juices? You gotta be kidding me. So no, I did not do well on my juice fast. And for many of the reasons that I shared before in the list of the cons, it was no fiber to slow down the absorption. It negatively impacted my sugar levels. There was no balance of macros, and it was expensive. Not to mention, it wasn't enough calories. And, you know, lastly, it made me really cranky. So with that being said, do I recommend juicing for weight loss or juice fast for weight loss? And the answer is that I do not recommend juicing as a means of weight loss. And again, I won't rehash that, but it's for all the reasons that I talked about earlier. Now, I will say, and I do support this, that I think juicing can be a good complement to a balanced diet of protein, complex carbs, fiber, and healthy fats. For instance, if you're having a hard time getting all of your green veggies in and you want to juice to ensure that you're getting all of your nutrients, then by all means, I think juicing is a great option. However, I think an even better option or another recommendation would be a nutrient-dense smoothie. Remember, juicing separates the juice from the pulp and only the soluble fiber remains. And again, the nutrients in the juice are absorbed quickly into the bloodstream. You're going to remember this by the time this episode is over, I promise you. But I digress. Smoothies, on the other hand, are blended and nothing is removed. The blender crushes and it pulverizes all the ingredients. So a smoothie has both soluble and insoluble fiber, which slows down digestion. So you have a sustained release of nutrients, which helps you to feel fuller longer. And I had to slow down to say that because I'm really tongue-tied today. But anyway, smoothies are actually a staple for me. It's a quick, easy, and convenient way for me to get all of my macros in when I'm on the go or when I need a quick meal. So to wrap this up, I do recommend juicing as a way to complement or supplement a balanced diet of protein, carbs, fiber, and healthy fats. However, I don't recommend juicing for weight loss. And for many of the reasons that I shared above, but the main three reasons are that it removes all of the insoluble fiber, which can negatively impact your blood sugar. If not balanced with other foods, juicing can lead to nutrient deficiencies. And in most cases, it's not sustainable for weight loss or weight loss maintenance. All right, ladies, there you have it, my perspective on juicing for weight loss. And with that, that is all, says the clock on the wall. And until the next episode, take the very best care of capital YOU. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Healthy Habits 180 podcast. I hope you found a nugget of information that will help you on your health and wellness journey. And if you want more information on how to do a 180 on your habits, come back as I drop episodes weekly. Also, if you'd like to be supported by women on the same journey, please join my Facebook group by doing a search on Healthy Habits 180. I'll also link it down below in the show notes. In the Facebook group, you'll get daily encouragement, support, and tips on how to stay on top of your habits. I also run free challenges to keep you encouraged and motivated. Again, thanks so much, and until the next episode, peace and blessings to you.